B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
Sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, for me, it's just moving on to the next thing and just seeing where that ends up.
We've still got more than 6 weeks until we get to the NBA offseason getting into full swing with July 1st coming up and decisions to be made by stars across the league, including the Celtics' Kyrie Irving. And the rumors and the reports have already started. And get ready for more and more of this. There will be more of this in the coming days and weeks, and the reports are already coming in fast and furious. I would almost say that there's too much of this already today. I've got too much already to read.
Too many people in the loop.
Too much. I need the basketball media to slow down on the news and rumors. I need you to slow down. There's so much already on this front. There are rumors of Kyrie going to New York. There are rumors of Kyrie staying in Boston. Yeah. There are rumors involving Anthony Davis. And there are rumors of Kyrie going to the Knicks and joining up with Kevin Durant. And there are rumors and there are reports and there are things happening left and right. But let's start with this one. Brian Windhorst. And you will hear him get set up here.
Formerly Pat from Saturday Night Live.
I don't know that reference. I don't know that reference. And I'm going to have
it is not complimentary.
It's the new. It's the name. We're not sure what Pat.
It's a gender neutral type of.
You never saw Pat from.
No.
Oh my
caricature. No, but, okay. That would not fly in 2019.
I nailed it though, right?
He's got a bit of a Pat thing going.
Okay, there's an account on Twitter that does SNL clips that I'd like to request some Pat skits from. I'm going to do that, and in the meantime, you're going to hear from Brian Windhorst being set up by Rachel Nichols. On what network? ESPN? Yes, ESPN.
Here's the quote, Jeff Goodman of Stadium reporting a Celtics player telling him, quote, he's hard to play with, it's all about him.
I don't know if he's all about him, but he's definitely hard to play with. He's definitely a personality that is difficult to learn how to be with. The irony is one of the reasons why he went to the Celtics, one of the reasons why he wanted to leave Cleveland, was because LeBron was like this, very difficult to play with. As we go on here, I see this. I really honestly believe that Kyrie and LeBron, the way things are going, kind of need each other. And both of their situations are sort of deteriorating. Both of their options are getting a little bit narrower. I really think that the Lakers should make a hard move for Kyrie Irving in this offseason. And even though you would never think that they could play together again, I think that this season especially, the best laid plans of mice and men and free agents and Kyrie and LeBron leaving Cleveland, I honestly believe that Kyrie is difficult to project, but the way this season has ended, I would definitely be calling him on July 1st.
Okay, wait, we've got a lot going on here. Number one being anonymous Celtics player telling Jeff Goodman that Kyrie is hard to play with. Zo, do we still have our Celtics, the new Celtics team list?
Let me get my pen here. You got your pen. We can create that two sides.
I'll write it in magic marker here.
You and I are still on Team Kyrie
anonymous, here. Like I did. Okay. Anonymous player. He is off the team.
Okay. Oh, obviously, you know, trade, somebody said he could say that
trade anonymous player
was Rondo.
The only thing we know is it's not Marcus Smart.
Well, we know that.
That's the only thing we know.
Definitely
Marcus,
not him.
Marcus Smart went out of his way to say people don't even understand what Kyrie goes through. Like, he is so on Team Kyrie. Like, he's not even like, yeah, I like Kyrie. Yeah, I wish he could stay. Hope he stays. No, you people don't even know what he does, what he goes through. But Windhorst is sitting there talking about that. Hey, you could be talking about any NBA player. It could be Durant. Could be Curry for all we know. I mean, you think Rondo's easy to play with? Was Ray Allen easy to play with? You know? I mean, there's only a handful of guys that are bona fide superstars at this level that are easy to play with. Was Kawhi Leonard easy to play with in San Antonio? Yeah, I mean, this is the league, man. When's it supposed to be harmonious? Like, I saw something with Golden State. They did a sit-down. They had all five of them sitting there, and they're talking about the situation they're in, winning some championships, and Kevin Durant's like in the front row looking down, not even listening, flipping through his phone. Draymond Green's talking. And the only one that seemed really engaged and ended are Thompson and Yeah, Steph Curry. Like, I'm sure Steph Curry's easy to play with, but people, I'm sure there's guys on his team look at him and say, there's times, you know, you chew on your mouthpiece, you annoy me, this or that. Draymond Green, easy to play with? We could say this about anybody. Why is this such a, like...
I think Draymond Green is easy to play with because he just rebounds and plays defense and does all the dirty work. How is that hard to play with?
Yeah, I think Draymond is a guy that you want to play with. You don't want to play against... He is the NBA's best example right now of a guy that you hate unless he's on your team and then you love him. I don't know if Kevin Durant does, but everybody else seems to get along just fine with Draymond.
What's Harden's teammates think of him? You know, like, I mean, you know, some of these guys, you know, they bounce and they go to other teams because they want their own and... It was Boogie easy to play with. There's so many guys in this league that are difficult to play with. And why should this be a shocker if there's an anonymous player here?
Who do you think the player is?
I love this.
Who do you think
the player is? True, then, Zo.
I think it's number. I think you know exactly who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Yeah, Scary Terry.
I don't think it is.
You think it's Gordon?
Nope. Okay. Come on, let's start guessing. Who do you think the player is?
It's not Rozier. It's not Hayward.
No, I don't think it's Hayward.
Why not Terry Rozier? That's the most obvious one.
Because it's his direct competitor. Because he doesn't play with him. That's the key.
Because I think he's checked out and he's out of town.
They're saying,
I don't think he gives a. I don't think he cares.
Whoa!
I think he's leaving. I think he's beyond it.
Al,
I think it's someone that's got a vested interest in making sure Kyrie leaves. I think it's someone that wants him to leave. Someone that's here.
Terry Rozier.
No, I think Terry Rozier wants to leave town either way.
Jaylen Brown.
Like everyone thinks, Kyrie leaves and Rozier will turn around and say, okay, I'm a Celtic again.
He is Jaylen.
I think it's not Tatum. I think it's Tatum.
You think it's Tatum? No, because they spent time together. Kyrie took him under his wing. All-Star weekend and all that. Come on, man.
I think it's sneaky Tatum.
I've heard I listen to a lot of crap around the league, like a lot of crappy podcasts and stuff and a lot of insider stuff.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to sit in my car for an
king.
Hour and a half.
I know. Listen, is the king of
listening to crappy
podcasts.
I've heard a lot of passing things. Tatum and Kyrie need to be separated. I'm not blaming anybody, just saying that for fact. Tatum and Kyrie need to be on separate teams.
I'm not going to tell you I've heard anything directly, but here's something else I'd tell you to do. Google Jeff Goodman, Jason Tatum, and find me a story. Find me a tweet. Find me anything of Jeff Goodman being critical of Jason Tatum. And then find me an occasional feature story or coverage that Jeff Goodman had of Jason Tatum dating all the way back to his days in Duke. Tell me if there's a relationship between the reporter and the player.
Have you done it?
Oh, of course.
I think they stun each other.
I do. I think they stun each other.
Seen player reporter talk before. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Tatum wants the ball more. Tatum wants to score in the open.
One of these insiders said.
There's nothing that is an insider take of by saying that I think there is a relationship between the player and the reporter. That's all.
They said, go back to the Anthony Davis trade rumors. Why would Tatum say, oh yeah, I don't mind playing in New Orleans. I wouldn't mind. There's something there.
Well, didn't his mother scream at Danny too at some point? Tatum's mother saying he better not be in any trade block going back to the trade deadline.
Isn't it all about how Tatum wants to have his team?
Yeah.
Wants to have a team be his?
And there's times where he can be the star? And there's times where he's on the court and I know people have gotten on me for it. I'm just like, and I'm sorry. I know numbers might be there and a kid might score, but there's times he just seems disengaged and just seems like a floater. And it's Kyrie's job to make him. You know, Kyrie's the guy that drives it. It's his job to make him part of this. And I think them being on a court together at times does hurt each other. Because Kyrie wants the ball. He wants the ball. I believe that. I believe it. Yeah.
I don't know. Go back to his quotes. Go back to what he said in December.
So what do you want?
When Jason Tatum said, I want to be the next Paul Pierce.
Okay, so.
He did an ESPN interview. He wants to have his own legacy, one similar to Pierce. I want to win a championship. I want to be MVP. I want to be an all-star. I want to be the next Paul Pierce for the Celtics. I want to spend my entire career here. I want to have the city of Boston love me because they love Paul Pierce in Boston.
Okay, there's a five-year difference between the two of them, right? Kyrie's 25, going to be 26. What would you want for the next 5 years? You want Jason Tatum for the next 5 years? You want Kyrie Irving for the next 5 years? If you want to win. If you're thinking championship, because you've paid the price for the build. We're past that now. You're in contention mode now. You want to contend each and every year. LeBron's no longer in the East, right? Kawhi's heading west.
Kyrie puts you closer than
Kyrie
Tatum.
Kyrie puts you closer.
The day may come where Tatum puts you closer.
You tell me how this kid is better to mortgage everything else and lose guys like Kyrie. And you tell me how you're going to get Anthony Davis without giving him up. Or I don't know. You're stuck. You're stuck on Team Kyrie, people. And you better accept it.
If Kyrie wants you, does he?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick our way through where he wants to go, because we haven't even gotten to part two of this, which is where he wants to go and where he might be going and what Brian Windhorst is saying in part two. We'll play that again, and also what Stephen A. is saying and the rumors and the reports. And is Kyrie leaving? The reports seem to indicate that. All that is...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
As we go on here, I see this. I really honestly believe that Kyrie and LeBron, the way things are going, kind of need each other. And the, both of their situations are sort of deteriorating. Both of their options are getting a little bit narrower. I really think that the Lakers should make a hard move for Kyrie Irving in this offseason. And even though you would never think that they could play together again, I think that this season especially, the best laid plans of mice and men and free agents and Kyrie and LeBron leaving Cleveland. I honestly believe that Kyrie is it's difficult to project, but the way this season has ended, I would definitely be calling him on July 1st.
Okay, Windhorse. Well, nobody's calling anybody on July 1st. They're making the calls right now. July 1st. Nobody waits until July 1st. If LeBron is calling Kyrie, he called him 2 days ago. July 1st. Could Kyrie go back and join LeBron 2 years after begging out of Cleveland because he couldn't stand to play with him?
Yeah.
What a horrible look that would be.
I hear this stuff,
horrible.
Too. We hear this stuff, too, with the Patriots. Like, Bill and Brady understand that they need each other. Like, you might not. There might be there come a point in a relationship where, okay, it just drives you crazy to work with this person, but you ultimately realize for the betterment of the team and for what's good for you personally that you need that other person. Did Kyrie getting away from LeBron make him realize that and think, you know what, we did win one together. I want another one. Boy, and Fred said, you know, that would turd on his legacy. His legacy would be bleep if he would go out to Lakers and go back with LeBron. Imagine if he went back with LeBron, they revived the Lakers. And won one out there and knocked off what they got going on at Golden State. How would Kyrie's legacy look then? That'd be pretty good.
Be Pippen.
Huh?
He'd be Pippen.
Yep.
Not his team, though.
Yep.
But did he get his ring?
Pippen.
Did he get another ring?
He'd be Pippen.
How many big shots did he hit?
That completely goes against the argument for wanting to keep him here as the number one.
Here's what I think. Yeah, I agree with that. You know what I think
I agree with that also.
I think it's bull crap. I think it's Windhorse drumming something up for LeBron.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I refuse to buy it. I refuse to believe that Kyrie wants to go back with him after two years.
He's trying to get some noise going because, oh, crap, Kyrie wants to go there. We better get our client there.
And not only that, Kyrie will have better options.
Yeah.
Than going to that mess with the Lakers and LeBron.
There's no way that's coming from Kyrie's side of things.
Yeah,
no,
it's
chance.
Not. There's no shot. That's what I'm saying. It's coming from LeBron. He's drumming something up for LeBron, and it's good PR for LeBron. Oh, look at that. Even Kyrie is considering going to join up. It's LeBron PR. It's not real. So this is what you got to do this time of year, too. Which side is it coming from? Does it feel real or does it not? This doesn't feel real to me. This feels like nonsense.
Because the Lakers still want Anthony Davis. So Kyrie wants Anthony Davis. The Lakers want Anthony Davis. They're thinking, if we drum up this interest, maybe we can get both of them.
Meanwhile, you've got another report from Stephen A. Smith. This one. I read this tweet and I laughed out loud. It starts with, yes, from everything I've heard, KD and Kyrie are planning on coming to New York. 95% chances, they say. Exclamation point. And this is where I laughed out loud. Only potential hiccup is KD changing his mind. Well, wait a minute. 95% chance, but they might change their mind. What is the 95% chance all about then? These guys change their mind every 5 minutes. 95% true. Except they may change their mind. What the hell? What the hell good is that? And in this tweet is a picture of Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving in Knicks jerseys. With those two personalities, folks refuse to say 100%. Who are folks? Again, where does that come from? Who's saying that?
So this all came out the same day where it's Windhorse that
who
started it.
Who are folks?
And Stephen A. Smith said he's going to New York.
Yeah, an hour later.
An hour later. I mean, who's got better sources? Who's more tied into the league?
No, it's Kyrie's side of things said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me get Stephen A. on the horn here.
Mm. That's pretty good.
LeBron's side says this. We're going to put something else out.
How about this, though?
95%.
The only potential hiccup is Kevin Durant changing his mind, not Kyrie Irving changing his mind.
If the scenario we just played out is true, Kyrie's gone.
But what does that tell you, though? That if Kevin Durant decides to stay in Golden State and not leave,
Kyrie may stay.
Kyrie Irving's not going to the Knicks either.
Right.
So where does that leave him? Returning to the Celtics. So
well, that would have been even worse. If he didn't choose the Celtics, that would be even worse.
If the Celtics are Kyrie's plan B. If Kyrie is on the fence of, if Kevin Durant leaves Golden State and wants to go to New York, I'm there with him. But if he stays in Golden State, I'm going to stay in Boston. And that's how this will go. And that his decision hinges on the decision of Kevin Durant.
So if that scenario is true, if Windhorst's story came out from LeBron's people, an hour later, Kyrie got on the phone and said, no. I want to go to New York with Kevin Durant. It's up to Kevin Durant to make that happen. If he doesn't want to, this is 95% going to happen because I want to go to New York with Kevin Durant, but we don't know if Durant wants to go. My takeaway is that he wants out of here and he wants to go to New York. That's my biggest takeaway.
I would agree with that. And again, assuming that this is coming from Kyrie's camp, which would make some sense given the way that that is reported. He wants to go to New York. He wants to go to the Knicks. If Kevin Durant wants to go to the Knicks, it's a done deal. If Kevin Durant doesn't want to go to the Knicks, he's going to stay.
I'm okay with him leaving anyways. Does that change your opinion? You guys want him to stay. Would you want him to stay as his plan B?
Here's my issue. Here's the only...
Yeah, I do.
Ultimately, yes. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
I'm not wavering on it. The only issue
Remember the day when you would beg to be like one of the final options? You'd be like to just sit at the
table? Not for a guy you've already had.
I understand that, but still.
The only issue
welcome
is,
to the NBA, baby.
If he comes back and he doesn't want to be here...
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a free agent. The word free agent entitles you to look at every single option out there.
How would you feel if you're Brad Stevens if that
happened? That's what free agent
That could
means.
End up getting ugly real fast because he just feels like,
deal
hey.
With it.
He could come back here and
he's compensated well.
He could just approach, you know, his employment here with reckless abandon.
Well, how'd Brad Stevens deal with some of the adjustments in that series? How was he? That was not a good series for him. How about from the timeout perspective? Can Brad Stevens learn from that series?
All right, I really wanted to go to New York, take less money. I'll stay here, take the extra year, take way more money. No, I don't want that option at all. As a fallback?
But then he's emboldened, too, on top of it. Yeah. I chose you, Boston, and I took the extra money, and now I'm in charge. You do what I say.
The safety school.
You need me.
I'm the boss now.
You need me.
I'm the boss.
He knows they need him.
I'm in charge.
He knows that. That's why he's flirting with everybody.
But they could do it with Anthony Davis.
But what do you have? Okay, so you trade for Anthony Davis. People forget this. Like, okay. And we said this last week. Oh, I'd take Anthony Davis.
How about
if you don't have Curry, would you still want him? Yeah.
This from over
but
the
you're
weekend,
still giving up your young players.
David Aldridge, who is now reporting on behalf of The Athletic, he has an update on Anthony Davis over the weekend. He wrote, I've heard that Anthony Davis wouldn't completely rule out staying with the Celtics without Kyrie Irving. But the odds of him re-upping in that scenario are significantly lower.
Wow, so Anthony Davis would want to play with
so
Gordon,
he would
Gordon
get traded
Hayward
here
and not Kyrie Irving.
And would consider staying beyond one season, even if Kyrie wasn't here.
How would that impact Al then? Would Al opt in, opt out? What would Al do?
But the second half of that, the chances if Kyrie's not here of re-signing is lower.
Well, of course. It'd be harder, but it's not eliminated.
So then you would have to give up all your good chips, your young players.
And acquire more
risk. For a rental. And then he would walk.
You all in or not?
Right. This is why you need Kyrie. This is why you need Kyrie.
Yes.
You need Kyrie and him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know what the timeline is going to be on Anthony Davis getting traded. When's that going to happen?
Jason Tatum.
If they want those draft picks, it's going to have to be agreed to before the draft because they want to pick their players.
And the date of the draft is?
June 20-something. Before free agency. Wow.
Before free agency.
It's almost like...
Tomorrow night's a huge night. Draft lottery, by the way.
Draft lottery happens what time? 7:30 tomorrow?
I'll look, yeah. I'll check it out.
The timeline screws the Celtics because you need certain things. You need to get your ducks in line, so to speak. And the timeline's almost ass backwards for you. Jason Tatum, you down there at Bourbon Street. His billboard looked good there. Go down there and be Mr. New Orleans. He have his own team, though.
8:30. Sorry, 8:30.
I don't see him staying here to where they build it around him.
8:30 tomorrow night, ESPN.
Was it before the Western Conference Finals? Is that why?
Yeah, it's been earlier in previous years, hasn't it? I feel like it has. But tomorrow night, 8:30. 617-779-0985. Caller brought brought up Al Horford.
Yeah.
Where's that leave Al Horford? There's a report on Al Horford's future. Opting in, opting out, his contract status. And what he's willing to do in terms of helping out the Celtics on a team-friendly deal. Why don't we get to that story? And we'll do it coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beto.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we're going to get to Al Horford in a minute, but something just happened on ESPN. Stephen A. Smith, just a minute ago, talked about his report. He hadn't spoken about it. We've been monitoring ESPN all morning to see if Stephen A. was going to follow up on his tweet about his Kyrie report. 95% chance, how we had sort of taken his tweet and...
Who'd he talk to? Who's on team who? Who's on team A?
Right. We had come away from it saying, oh, this had to be from Camp Kyrie, responding to that Windhorse report within an hour. Yeah, Stephen A. basically confirmed everything that we had sort of taken away from his tweet.
Hey, you want to listen up to this. Don't just have this as background and driving your car. Listen
up. My God.
Turn your radio off.
This just happened. Listen to Stephen A.
Stephen A., would Kyrie going to the Lakers be a good move?
I guess it would be a good move, but from what I'm told, it's not going to happen. I got a text message from folks close to Kyrie's family within the hour. As we were teasing the subject, quote, there is no way in hell he's going to L.A. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A.
Wow. So that's step one.
Is that 95% or
Team Kyrie says, please make it known that there is no shot in hell we're going back to play with LeBron.
Wow.
Okay. Tell Windhorst and the LeBron PR team to knock that crap off right now.
So it's down to
three. We're not doing this.
It's down to three. Two New York teams and
we're
you.
We're not. And I've said all along, why the hell would he go play for the Nets? Why in the world would you go play for
the Knicks? The Knicks.
Why would you go play for those bums?
It's you or the Knicks, right? If you're going to New York, you're going to play Madison Square Garden.
Lakers out. Rule them out. All right, Stephen A., go on.
Knock that down for us right now, please. He ain't going to L.A. That's what they say. I would tell you that if he ended up in L.A. with LeBron, it would be formidable. I think it would make them Final Four in the Western Conference. They'd get at the very least.
Hold on. So they're going to get to the second round of the playoffs in the Western Conference.
Yes, you're right. So that means you're one of the top eight teams.
Formidable?
Kyrie plus the greatest player in the world.
What the hell is
that? Would make you Final Eight contender.
They're Final Four in the Western Conference. Celtics are Final Four in the Eastern Conference right now.
The Western Conference Final Four teams were, half of it was formidable. Golden State and Houston. Portland and Denver.
Hey, they're good.
Good teams.
You're gonna crack
that
mix. You want to
be in. Crack that top four with oh my goodness. Well, that is a jump.
Formidable.
Final four in the conference.
Oh, they make meaning they'd get at the very least to the conference semifinals. I don't think there's any question.
I thought for a second he may have misspoken. No, he didn't. He really meant that. They would
not
get
final four in the league.
They'd get to the second round of the playoffs. Oh. That is what they would do. They would win
at least four games in the playoffs.
They would win a, they would win a round in the playoffs.
I don't think there's any question about that. But from everything that I've been hearing over the last few days, Kyrie Irving is heading to New York City. Kyrie Irving is heading to Madison Square Garden with Kevin Durant.
I like it.
Reach.
Good morning, basketball.
Let me sip my coffee.
It's there, Kay Adams.
Yeah.
Good morning, Charlie.
Hallelujah.
Sir.
Big Apple.
Well, good morning, Kyrie basketball Irving to you, Stephen A.
Kyrie Irving is heading to
Madison. Herving.
Who's Herving? Herving, Villachez, Kyrie, what?
Hey, Stephen A, the H is silent.
Play, boss. Fantasy Island was one of my favorite shows.
Wait, is his middle really initial was. H? Maybe that's what's...
Hello, and welcome to Fantasy Island. Yeah, boss.
Kyrie.
No, Kyrie Andrew Irving.
I don't
know. The plane. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
And we thought this year was going to look differently with Gordon Hayward back and Kyrie Irving. Wait a second.
You saved that? When did you say that?
Why did you save that? And how
I don't know.
Did you...
Tom just remembered you said it one time.
Irving.
Tom had it saved somewhere.
It's a common thing.
Well, then we got to give Stephen A pass because apparently it happens when you're trying to say Kyrie Irving too fast.
More from Stephen A.
Kyrie Irving is heading to New York City. Kyrie Irving is heading to Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
with Kevin Durant.
I like it.
Shut up.
His, you know, people in his inner circle are trying to bring the Nets into the mix. But clearly New York is the destination. The likelihood is that it will be MSG and obviously Max. And I will admit, I'm saying this for your entertainment, Max Cullerman, because I know it's going to get you going after I say this. I am told that James Dolan himself has basically said, whatever the hell you want. I will move the hell out of the way. I will give you whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll say, I'll take care of you. To the Kyries and the Kevin Durants of the world. So it appears to be a foregone conclusion. I don't know whether that's true or not. Neither Kevin Durant nor Kyrie Irving are talking about these things. But I am telling you what the belief is. They are destined to go to MSG, which is why I put it at 95% on my social media page, because the 5% that people leave open is wiggle room, because they say, particularly with KD, he's a very emotional individual at times. And sometimes, you know, he'll sit there and, you know, he's firm in his commitment, but then the emotions get the better of him and Wiggles. He might want to rethink something. So they say it's never safe to say something is a 100% foregone conclusion with KD until it's done. But they did use the number 95% to say that it's New York City MSG. And obviously, if he goes, Kyrie is going too.
He's mercurial. I hear Jones keep saying that tonight about his description of Kyrie Irving. Mercurial. Change his mind. Moody. You don't know. That's why the 5%.
He's going to
that
Knicks.
Doesn't sound like Kyrie's Knicks. Mind isn't made up. It sounds like Kevin Durant's mind isn't
but
made
if,
up.
But if you're judging Kyrie... For him to have the biggest set of stones, where would he have to go? For you to say, boy, that guy's
what is with
stones.
The Nets? Why are they trying to get the Nets involved? Yeah, Someone explain this to me. Why?
They got another team down there and they need some action.
And Kevin Durant's not going to go to the Nets.
Nope. If you're one of those guys, what do they look? They look at the Knicks, man, as a, hey, for what it is, it's New York City.
Manhattan,
downtown.
Madison Square Garden.
You're smack in the middle.
Right. Yes, sir.
All trains lead to you.
Testify! Preach.
Yes, Madison. Sir.
What are we going to do with all those Stanley Cups?
I like it.
The very end, though. And if Durant decides New York, Kyrie Irving's coming with him.
Yeah.
That's the wiggle room for Kyrie.
That is. Durant decides to stay with the Warriors. That's what the Celtics have to cling to?
Oh, boy. It's
going to be an interesting 6 weeks.
Better root for Golden State to win.
Maybe Durant should just say, yeah, Kyrie, I'm going. You sign first, and then you go sign with the Celtics.
Why do you say root for Golden State to win?
Because I think that would increase the chances of Kevin Durant staying there.
But he's already won a couple there. See?
What if they win without him coming back?
So you didn't string a bunch together? Okay, we went there 1-2. They won two, right, with Durant? Two straight?
Yeah.
Okay. They won one without him, then they lost in the finals, then they won two since he's been there in a row.
Okay, and then say you lose, I wanted to stay here to try and pull off three. Now I'm going to go do it somewhere else, too. I got Oklahoma City up and running. Went out west. I think,
but he's hurt, though.
I think if he loses, he goes.
Oh, he's, that's right.
What if they lose without him and they need him and he feels needed and he has to go back there as the needed guy?
I like that. I like all this because I...
Worst case scenario, you as a Celtics fan have to sit and wait. You have to wait.
He's looked at differently if they lose without him.
You're in limbo,
because
man.
Then all of a sudden, he went there as a gravy trainer, everyone thought. But if they lose without him and they need him to come back and they win again with him later, then it's looked at completely different.
Okay, we'll get to that Al Horford story, which is so secondary to all this stuff with Kyrie. We'll get to that in your calls, 617-779-0985. That's next.
Yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Here we set, I'll leave motion not but you.
Here we set, built a part of broken into.
Oh yeah, it's a pull playlist. A lot of Journey on there. It's actually over underrated, Open Arms. 85 degree days sitting there like, that's a good jam.
Open Arms is not a jam.
But I mean, it's a good song, like. Picture those tour buses going right down the highway, like in the video.
Yep.
Just give me Steve Perry all day. I don't like when he went solo and went O'Sherry and all that. Good song. Just give me old Journey. Are they coming back anytime soon?
Who?
Like they Journey. They usually
no.
Like
they've got the guy the
Asian Journey,
the little guy there who like sings, but
yeah. He's good. He's damn good. I watched their live concert, Manila.
He's from like Thailand or something.
Yeah. Got belts.
Yeah. Mm. Here's a report from Steve Bolpet, Boston Herald. The Celtics still have to find out what Al Horford wants to do. The veteran can opt out of approximately $29 million he has coming to him next year. And according to a league source, Horford would like to stay. The source added that he'd take a more team-friendly number for next season if he can get two more years tacked on. Bolpet also wrote that the Celtics have not yet talked to Horford, and they haven't really sat down and really engaged on any sort of talks to this point. Jimmy is in Boston. He's been hanging on. He wanted to talk about this very topic. Jimmy, thanks. What do you got?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Quick question for you. So when Kyrie Irving opts out, we have $20 million freed up, Horford another 30. If both guys opt out, do we have room to sign another max player? And then if so, can we re-sign Horford under bird rights?
I don't really know the answer to that question. I really don't. I'd have to look at it.
Sorry, yeah, I was just wondering because I thought that might play some wink-wink nod games right now with Horford on the side to do a deal set up for him and have him opt out, and then we can sign somebody to replace Kyrie.
I'd have to figure that out. Here's the thing, though. If Kyrie leaves and doesn't stay, I know from having looked at it in the past, they don't really get a lot of that money. There's very little money there.
Well, you're going to have to also talk about, like, renouncing the rights to, like, your free agents that have cap holds and all this. There's a lot of minutia that goes into the NBA cap.
I hate the NBA cap. Yep. I hate it with a passion.
B-Rob was on with Touch and Rich a couple days ago, and he said the Celtics are more cap trouble than people think as far as the juggling of can you do the two
matches. It's a good question,
and
though.
He brought up
it's
the
one
bird
that we,
right
we'll
stuff,
we'll
too,
try and
that I don't think is available.
I'll seek out an answer for you from people that are much smarter about this than I am.
But I thought he touched on this. I'm trying to recall, and I'm trying to look it up. But I think he said you can't do – there's nobody with bird rights that you'd be able to do that with. But Kyrie makes the most money staying here, right? Kyrie can make the most money staying here, correct?
Yeah, that's a fact, that's, no matter what.
That's the only thing I think we understand.
Yeah, but it's a lot more money if he stays here.
In an extra year.
Yeah, it's significantly more money if he stays here.
But the one rumor we've seen about his contract said that he'd like to sign like a one-year, one-and-one to align with Anthony Davis's contract status, right?
Yeah.
Like a one-year with an option instead of signing the longer-term deal.
Right. That's the only rumor we have that, and that's from what, the first week of March? And that wasn't even from anything to do with Kyrie. That was from other league executives talking to Kevin O'Connor for a story in The Ringer, which is that could be the way that he would want to set up a deal to remain with the Celtics. We have no real rumor that links Kyrie to wanting to stay. We have a member of someone close to Kyrie's family telling Stephen A., make sure you knock down this report that he would want to go play with LeBron in L.A. And the same reporter is out there reporting that Kyrie's going to the New York Knicks as long as Kevin Durant is going to the Knicks. We have nothing that indicates Kyrie wants to stay in Boston to this point. Not a single thing.
Zero.
Nothing.
He even left that open-ended, too. Like, I'm anxious to see what the next portion of the journey. Journey means you're leaving to me. And when he sat there, and I know everything was fresh and it ended, but at least he stood there and answered questions and talked post-game, unlike Gordon Hayward. He waited till the next day. Appreciate that, by the way. But I don't know, I just think, you know, hey, he knows he's a free agent. He's gonna be a free agent. And if he comes back here, he's gonna make you, Yes, lucky guy.
What if they can trade for Davis and they sign him to the 1 year with an option and they trade for Davis and neither of them sign long term?
What? That'd be great.
That'd be great for them this year. It'd be great for them.
Yeah.
Celtics would basically give up their entire future for 1 year and a chance. A chance to resign.
Again, with the entire future, as if we know that the future is so great.
What's the mental? What's the mentality of Wick? What's the mentality of the ownership group and the GM who've been at it for years upon years upon years about building and building in future?
Yeah.
I mean, we have fought this for years. They fought it for years, not us. We sat there and watched it. We've watched the growth. The owners come in live on our afternoon show, said, I want fireworks. Exciting. We need players. We need those players. We're past the build and the growth part of it. Whatever those two want to do, yeah, you do it. And let's have some fun this year. Let's ride it.
Unless they get lucky tomorrow night, they get the number two pick. They have Ja Morant staring themselves in the face, and the Pelicans really like him. Maybe they'll take him instead of either Brown or Tatum. Maybe.
That would be getting really lucky.
Yeah.
Really, really lucky. Really lucky. I'm not banking on that, but we'll see what happens. Coming up next, we'll get back to the Bruins win that happened yesterday at TD Garden, 617-779-0985. Phone lines are open if you want to grab one. Hardy has our headlines, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.